It's Monday, February 8th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Remote work starts thinking hybrid work and regulation. How much do Americans dislike big tech? A new law is introduced. This is the Business of Tech. Let's talk about hybrid work based on some thinking from Protocol. Remote work, it's here, but it's far easier than hybrid work. Think about a meeting where half the room is physically together and the other half is on the phone. Zoom and Poly have both built software that isolates individual people and puts them into their own boxes for remote meetings, making everyone equal. And Poly is launching new cameras and soundbars for home offices to ensure remote workers are not second-class citizens. Both companies believe hybrid offices are going to be big business. Quoting the newsletter, quote, Poly is working with IT managers and procurement teams to help them build work-from-home kits for employees who are outfitting their home offices, end quote. The article also notes the launch of the company Teamflow, doing this kind of hybrid office space. Why do we care? Hybrid work models are going to be big business for sure. Those delivering digital parity, where those physical and virtual are having the same level of engagement and access to information, are the prime targets. I'm not saying this is easy. We're not entirely sure what this will look like. I still think there's a ramp here. These companies may put out products, but it'll take providers to make them work for customers. I'm studying this space. I think we all should. Moving on to regulation, two data points for you today. New data from YouGov and the Center for Growth and Opportunity says that Americans think big tech is too big and should be regulated, and mostly don't think the news media is good for U.S. society. Here are your survey stats. 63% of baby boomers polled said the government should regulate social media, while 40% of Generation Z agreed. Two-thirds of those polled say big tech companies are too big, although less than half said that the government should break them up. 40% of people polled said they, quote, completely distrust, end quote, Facebook on handling personal data. For Google, the number is 22%. For Amazon, it was 14%. For Microsoft, it was 15%. Meanwhile, Congress is moving. Three Democratic senators have introduced the Safe Tech Act. The major focus, quoting Protocol, online platforms would not be able to claim Section 230 immunity for alleged violation of state or federal civil rights laws, antitrust laws, cyber-stalking laws, human rights laws, or civil actions regarding a wrongful death. The law would strip companies of immunity for any speech they were paid to carry, such as ads or marketplace listings, and it would make clear that Section 230 does not shield companies from complying with court orders. So why do we care? Starting by noting that regulating tech is not unpopular. Remember that for context. These numbers seem dramatic to me. They also keep going up. Lawmakers are getting serious about the space now too, and let's observe, they have the votes to make it happen. This should be the year of change. My advice here is to not assume technology is trusted anymore. If you're not trusting your vendors due to security, your customers may or should not be implicitly trusting you. Don't take that as a good or bad, take that as reality. It's quite possible and in fact optimal to work in an environment of distrust rather than implicit trust. Remember your teachers asking you to show your work? It's that on a business scale. Transparency will be a piece of the answer. If you show your work, you don't have to assume trust, and instead can just function. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, today's episode brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you like this content and want to get access to the bonus episodes early, you can support the show directly. Visit patreon.com/mspradio and sign up for our Give What You Want model. Like to issue a correction for Thursday's show? On Thursday's show, I noted that the sudo bug offers remote access. The correction is it offers root access. You have to be locally connected to the machine and you can get root access. I will talk to you again tomorrow.